The year is 2028. A massive earthquake has reconfigured Southern California, wiping out Los Angeles and Orange County. The whole region has to be reconceived. In a controversial move, a new city-state has been proposed, combining San Diego and Tijuana into one cross-cultural community known as Nuevo California. This imaginary world is at the center of a new play premiering at the San Diego Repertory Theater. From member station KPBS, Pat Lorner has the story.
It's all about the fence, 14 miles of chain link that separates San Diego and Tijuana, the U.S. and Mexico. But what would happen if it came tumbling down?
Tumbala! 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 Tumbala!
La madre caerá mañana! That means it won't be fall.
The futuristic fantasy, Nuevo California, was based on over 200 interviews conducted on both sides of the border by playwright Bernardo Solano.
One of the questions that we asked almost everybody that we interviewed was, in your lifetime, do you think that the fence could come down between our two cities? And, you know, almost everybody said, no way. But then we asked, how about in the lives of your grandchildren, in the lifetime of your grandchildren? And almost everybody thought, you know, 80 to 90% said, okay, maybe.
So the wall is coming down, and there's a Mexican-American pope who comes to the region to bless its demolition. What follows is a wild mix of fantasy and reality, chaos and crisis, murder, mystery, and a budding bicultural romance, all played out by Mexicans, Anglos, Asians, Blacks, Jews, Muslims, and Kumeyaay Indians. To playwright Bernardo Solano, Nuevo California represents the border populations and the walls between them.
The wall in the play is, yes, a physical entity that we see throughout the play, but it is a metaphor for all those walls that we create between each other and inside ourselves. The journey of several of the characters in the play is to examine and confront that wall, either choose to take it down or go around it or go over it.
So what does all this sound like on stage? With a cast of 10 representing a screaming crowd gathered at La Frontera, the border? Director Sam Woodhouse sets the scene.
We are on the beach where the fence meets the ocean. It is the day before Pope Felipe is going to come and bless the birth of Nuevo California, and thousands of people are on the beach celebrating what's about to happen or protesting about what's about to happen.
Tumbala! Tumbala! The Great Wall is going to fall!
The Great Wall is going to fall!
The Great Wall is going to fall!
The Great Wall is going to fall! The Great Wall is going to fall! The Great Wall is going to fall!
One of the characters on the beach is our futuristic multilingual rapper who we call Sin Fin, who is in her own way celebrating in words tomorrow's birth of Nuevo California.
I say hooray, ole, porque in Nuevo California, we don't fight war, we lucha peace.
Sin Fin, which means without end in Spanish, is multilingual. She wears clothes from all over the world. She is, at first blush, a Asian American who speaks Spanglish and dances hip-hop and Asian hip-hop. She's a world beat internationalist, multilinguist.
And the Pope is dope, cause el sabe que el stand is shifting, sifting, lifting our spiritus sanctus. Esto no es un joke. This is nuestra filosofía, tía. Take el tiempo to feel, and nunca do el conceal. Y siempre, siempre, siempre be the real. Paz out.
Nuevo California's opening night audience was certainly enthusiastic. But according to Marcos Martinez, actor, director, and theater professor at California State University, San Marcos, the play has a long way to go.
I mean, a play with a Spanish title in San Diego offered me the hope that I might go and see my cultural and ethnic self a bit more positively portrayed than Hollywood's tradition. But at the end, the strongest Mexican-American male character is committed to eternity. He dies. And the white, actually Jewish, reporter winds up with a beautiful Mexican woman. And so American power relationships, at least according to known standards, remain intact. And this Nuevo California turns out to be not so nuevo.
To playwright Bernardo Solano, a real Nuevo California might obliterate the cross-cultural power imbalance, which is built on suspicion, distrust, or fear.
Perhaps if we are able to get over some of our own internal fears, then perhaps the world will be just a slightly better place.
Solano hopes that Nuevo California will travel to other border cities in the U.S. A Spanish-language version is in the works for presentation in Tijuana and maybe Mexico City. For NPR News, I'm Pat Lawner in San Diego.